a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor. While the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls the string. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings. As the night falls in on a rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Resurrect the Republic, RTR Truth Radio broadcast on the RBN Network. I am your host, Lori Anderson, joined with co-host Eric Hughes Jones of Courtroom Observers, and you can find his information at courtroomwatch.org. How are you doing tonight, Eric?
I'm hanging in there, Lori. How are you?
I'm doing well. You know, I would like to ask you, and I hope this is okay with you, because I think I want to do a little bit of direction, a different direction for the show this evening. Normally, we focus on hardcore issues and topics, and while we are going to cover some things, I think tonight I would like to dedicate to some, a little bit of a breather, a little bit of victory, a little bit of happiness, because when we allow Satan, and we've constantly been focused on trying to fix the issues and the problems from the bottom up for a very long time, massive things are going on around the globe. And this evening, of course, as you know, whether you agree or disagree about President-elect Donald Trump becoming President of the United States of America, the fact of the matter is, this is one of the most historical presidential times in at least 100 years. That's my opinion. And what I mean by that is there's the perfect storm going on. The people from the bottom up, we've been fighting hardcore for years to fight for the injustices that have been done, the courts that have been taken over by corruption. I mean, just on and on and on and on, you name it. And sometimes I think that we forget to stop, take a breath, and actually rejoice and be thankful for what we do have. Because if Satan can steal your joy, then he's won. And I wanted to share certain things with the listeners tonight, and I want to get the listeners engaged this evening after I share a little bit of celebratory things. Because as you know, with you listening to us in a constant form, if you are a new listener, we welcome you. But if you are one who has listened to us for a while, Eric and I, we do try to start off our show with some positive news. And I believe that it is extremely important to expose the corruption and what's going on and the things we don't agree with and tell you why we don't agree with them. However, I also believe that we need to let people know why we are thankful. We need to not allow Satan to steal our joy, because he can't have that from me. Would you agree, Eric?
I absolutely agree, and I think we should all take the joy especially in the smaller things. A lot of the big things we can't really change with the stroke of some kind of magic wand. It's a real uphill battle. It's chipping away, just as they've removed or violated our liberties, sliver at a time, little bit at a time. You know, we got to take it back a little bit at a time, little ground here, a little ground there. But yeah, that sounds good. Like I can take a night to try to be happy.
Right. And you know what's ironic? I know you know this, but the listeners, let me tell you, Eric had no idea what I'm getting ready to say after this, so it's ironic. God works in mysterious ways, doesn't he? So let's remember 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now, the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And that is what we fight for daily. Now, let me tell you, I want to share with you, I saw some footage today, courtesy of, believe this or not, ABC News. Are you ready for that? ABC News actually covered this, which was a blessing, you know. And so I want to give them kudos where kudos is due. Does that mean I trust them? No. But I want to say kudos where kudos is due. And you covered this. So I want to say...
Yeah, even a broken clock is right twice a day.
Right. So with what you said, and with the scripture, with what I just read, many of you, I'm sure, remember when President Obama declared that America was no longer a Christian nation. Now, there are many people that dispute that America is not a Christian nation. America is a Christian nation. America was founded upon Christian principles. And we're not talking about religion. We're talking about relationship is what we're talking about. Each individual didn't necessarily go along with the same exact principles. But I'm not here to do a Bible study with you tonight. I'm explaining this for a reason. Because when Obama did that, it was almost as if our country, our union, went out of rampant control and cursed. When you dedicate something that you have to God, and then you take it back, don't expect it to be blessed. So this is what I want to share with you tonight. Like I said, ABC News covered this, and what this was today, President-elect Donald Trump and Vice President-elect Mike Pence delivered remarks at the Make America Great Again Welcome Celebration Concert at the Lincoln Memorial. I do have a link with it. Of that full coverage on my RTR Truth Radio broadcast or my collection on my Google Plus if you want to see the whole thing. It's amazing. So I wanted to share this with you because when I heard it, Eric, I cried. And I'm not ashamed to say it. And I'll tell you why I cried, everybody, after we hear it. And let's see if you can figure out why I cried. Mike, if you would, please play LV2. My people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land.
Beautiful.
Okay, Mike. So, this told me, and I felt such an amazing release. I bawled, you know, and I bawled because he used that in front of the globe, clarifying once again us as a Christian nation, where most people may not even realize that's what happened. And that does not mean where that we do have listeners who do not believe in God. And that's fine. Because you know what? I was once someone who did not believe in God. And the awesomeness about this is he died for your sins even though you don't believe in him. He loves you anyway. And once you get delivered by the power of his hand, you will sing the same praises that I do. And you will understand the trueness of where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And we have all worked so hard. And I know President-elect Donald Trump has not been inaugurated yet, but this is about a bigger issue. It is about we fight daily, but there is a time for laughter and a time for tears. There is a time for war and a time for peace. There is a time for joy and sadness and happiness. And we cannot allow Satan to steal our joy. And I did not get to see this entire celebration, Eric, but I'm going to tell you, every bit that was in there of the music that was sung that I was able to hear, every bit of it was about unity. It was about our country. It was about our veterans. It was about little old me and you. And while we know all these protesters and all this stuff is going down, I want to share with you the joy first. I want to help instill in you that there is always hope. We know things don't get fixed straight from Washington down. We are the solution, not the problem. Every one of us together are the solution. And if we don't have our hope ourselves, and we don't have joy within ourselves, we can't share it and give it to others. Just like if you have an empty gas can, you can't share gas out of that gas can with someone else who may need it. It is not only our duty to fight for our union, it is our duty to pray and help lift up our brothers and sisters in Christ, and to pray for those who don't know Him yet. It is our duty to pray for those that despitefully use and abuse us, because it not only helps us, it either helps to prick these individuals in their hearts where they repent, or it heaps coals of fire upon their head. Either way, that's between them and God. You know, Eric, a long time ago, my sister used to be an atheist. And I'm going to share a personal story with you all. And I love my sister. She's amazing. And I didn't shove anything down her throat, just like I won't shove it down anybody else's throat. Pecan pie is great, but it's not great when it's shoved down your throat.
I usually pose one simple question to people that don't believe. How can you have a creation without a creator?
Well, this is what I told her. This is my personal story with her. Because, you know, as a lot of atheists will say, well, what if you're doing all of this and you die and you find out that He doesn't exist? And my answer to her was this: then I will be none the worse. But what if you die and find out He does? Fifteen years after that statement and me praying for her for a very long period of time, not forcing things down her throat, she is now a Christian. Praise God. He's still alive, everyone. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He still heals. He still loves you. And we have to have the faith not only that He can, but that He will heal our union, that He will heal our families. Not that He can. Remember,
can I quote that? Isaiah 45:10 says, "Thy wisdom and thy knowledge it hath perverted thee, and thou hast said in thine heart, I am, and there is no one else besides me." And that's, I think, God's given us that bit of arrogance to see if our faith in the Creator and the Lord can overcome our self-absorbedness, our idea that we're the king, we're the kingfish, we're the biggest thing in the universe, doesn't get any bigger or better than us. And if you can overcome that type of, I hate to use the word arrogance, or high-headedness, or whatever, however you want to describe it, lack of belief, then I think that's the ultimate test. Does your faith overcome your inherent human arrogance, your lust, your greed, and the things that are kind of the earth and that kind of pull us toward, away from the Creator instead of back toward Him? Or
and you know, it's been intentionally destructuralized, especially here in the United States of America, for many years. But I don't want to get on that yet, because I want at least the first half of this show to be an inspiration. This is not a normal show like we normally do, everyone. Tonight is one night before President-elect Donald Trump is inaugurated tomorrow. I believe it's supposed to be around 12 in the afternoon. Yes, there are a lot of things going on, but you know what? I choose to believe in hope. I choose to believe in Jesus Christ, and I choose to believe, and I know that if it is His will, then it doesn't matter if there's an attempt or not. If God puts His hand down there and says no, guess what? It's not going to happen. And that's what we need to remember. We keep forgetting
the power. Initial reports indicate that the protests, we were right, they're very minimal. It does not look like there's going to be some big blowout or mass, any type of organized demonstration. And if anything
well,
happens...
There's already been. So I'll report on that on the second half. There's already been.
But not in the 500,000-700,000 numbers that they were calling for. Nothing
no,
even close to that.
About 200,000, yeah. So we'll get into that. I promise, Eric. We will. I promise. So, like I said, the messages that were sent by the different individuals, and obviously by President-elect Donald Trump. Why do I say that? No, he wasn't singing them. But it's obvious he helped choose the music. It's the celebration. He's there. And so I want to show you some of the stuff and kind of let you enjoy a little bit, just in case you haven't seen any of it. And where you can feel like you are also a part of one of the most monumental times in history. One way or another, it is one of the most monumental times in history of the United States of America. So if you would, please pay close attention to the wording of this song. This was sung at the celebration. Mike, if you would, please play LV3.
From their humble beginnings in the tiny town of Escatawpa, Mississippi, to their global success in rock and roll, please welcome multi-platinum recording artist, Three Doors Down.
Your heart is the only friend you have in this whole world.
And I agree. It is a call to the broken. And we have been standing up, and it is finally a little bit of relief that others are standing that normally we're not. Would you agree with that, Eric?
Yeah, that was rocking.
It wasn't that? I don't like that kind of music, but I'm going to tell you, that message was so powerful, I had to share it. Stand up to the broken. This is a call to the broken to stand up and take back your world today. And that is what we fight for each and every day through education. And right after a word from our sponsors, we'll come back and share a little bit more joy with you this evening.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
Did you know 40% of all cancer could be prevented? That's a fact. Along with maintaining appropriate body weight and regular exercise, the American Institute for Cancer Research and the USDA confirm that eating 9 to 11 servings of fruits and vegetables every day is the key. Now ask yourself, am I at risk? How many servings of fruits and vegetables did I eat today? Balance of Nature has solved this problem and provides an easy and affordable way to consume over 10 servings of 31 different whole fruits and vegetables every day.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Tim O'Neill talking about Balance of Nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease.
I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase. I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
I am a big supporter of the product. Two winters ago, I had, between November and March, I had 5 head colds, and each time it was like a two-week ordeal. Last winter, with your product, I didn't have a single one.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life, but I should have ordered it like 15 years ago.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, silent salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Mother of the moon, which built my sails, cross the sea of tears.
Welcome back, everyone, to Resurrect the Republic, RTR Truth Radio broadcast on RBN Network. I'm your host, Lori Anderson. I joined with co-host Eric Hughes Jones of Courtroom Observers, which you can find his information at courtroomwatch.org. Now, we have decided this evening is going to be sort of a celebratory evening. Normally, we cover a lot of really serious, in-depth issues and educational issues as well. So please, if you are a new listener, understand this is not the normal for this evening. But we need to also remember there is a time to celebrate. And I want you to feel like whether you're not, if you're not at the inauguration, and if you are, have not had the ability to hear some of the things that are going on, I want you to hear the good side of it, because so many times we get wrapped up in all the corruption that is going on, we forget to focus on the positive. At 3:43 p.m. this afternoon, President-elect Donald Trump, as well as Vice President-elect Mike Pence, they were at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldiers, and in honor of the nation's fallen soldiers, they laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns. That gives anybody chills who supports our military men and women. And Eric and I, as well as Tom when he is here, we fight for our military men and women by spreading the truth of what's really going on. Because our troops, many of them realize it and many of them do not, are taking orders from NATO, which means they are taking orders, and unlawful orders at that, from foreign governments, not Congress. You know, we sit here and we expose the things that we do because we love them so much. We don't want them sent into illegal wars just to be sent back in a body bag. We don't want that for their families or their children. I'm an ex-military wife. I know how the time away is really it's very stressful. Any military husband or wife, they're doing that tour of duty just like the ones that are overseas. We try to stop the invasions not only for the people who are around the globe, because innocents are being killed and slaughtered because of it, but because not only it's what is right, it's constitutional. And past the point of constitutional, it's moral. So President-elect Donald Trump and Mike Pence laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldiers today. And with that, I'll let you hear what was played at the celebration. And this is to all our veterans that listen to us today. This is to all our active military that listen to us today, that know that we speak the truth in order to fight for you, to make sure that you are not the next one that comes home in a body bag. Mike, please play LV4.
With over 20 number one hits and over 40 million albums sold worldwide. Please welcome a country music legend and one of the most popular artists in history, Toby Keith.
I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone, up and out of bright and early, my business in my suit, I'm dressed up for success, from my head down to my boots. I don't do it for the money, I got bills that I can't pay, and I don't do it for the glory, I just do it anyway. My responsibility, I'm damn good under pressure, being all that I can be. I can't call in sick on Mondays when my weekend's been too strong. I work straight through our holidays, sometimes all night long. You can bet that I'll stand ready when the wolf growls at the door, 'cause I'm solid and I'm steady, and I'm true down to the core. And I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost, I know the sacrifice. People, I don't want to die for you, but if dying, that's to me. I'll bear that cross with honor, freedom don't come free. I'm an American soldier, an American.
Fidelis to each and every one of our veterans and active military. Thank you for your service. We know that when you are over in wars that are not actually declared wars, that you are dropped in that hot zone and you have to fight for your life as well as the life of your brothers and sisters. But that's why we fight, to make sure and try to stop you from being put in those hot zones. We love you. We want you home. And I'd like to say the Patriots also, they have been watchmen on the wall. They have stood 8 years and more to also protect right here on the shores of the United States of America. Many of them are political prisoners right now, just like Tom, just like Ryan Bundy, Ammon Bundy, Clive M. Bundy. You have so many people right now, Walter Fitzpatrick, so many people that are political prisoners. We thank you for your sacrifice. Exactly. But I thank them for their sacrifice. Journalists, activists fighting against the oppression of, what did they call it last night, Eric? The new liberal world order?
Oh, everybody's got their own name for it on both sides of the political spectrum. Biden's word is liberal world order. Rex Tillerson's word is global world order. Bush's word is new world order. Kissinger's word was economic world order, and I can go on down the list.
Well, I know that in the 2015 national security strategy, it's the new international order, because that's covered in Chapter 5. And I love when people try to tell me it doesn't exist. I'm like, oh, really? Well, go to national security strategy of 2015, look up Chapter 5, which is completely dedicated to the new international order, and tell me that again. So, with that being said, because we're going to focus on the positive and keep everybody, I want everybody to feel like you are included in the inauguration, whether you're there or not. I want you to be able to take a little bit of breath from all the chaos we have been dealing with for so many years. And you know, the amazing thing, we've got all these jobs coming back, Eric. You've seen this. Each time I try to post about this and talk about this, usually at the beginning of the show. And now there's reports coming out from Finance Spotlight, and it's talking about, could biotech markets soar with Donald Trump as president in 2017. It says, after the recent victory of Donald Trump, there is an industry that has everyone abuzz of late, from entrepreneurs to venture capitalists and investors, and has been attracting them in droves. And unless you've been hiding under a rock, you know that a lot of rides on this movement. Political elections, cultural and societal shifts, medical benefits, and financial windfalls all play a part, which is why we'd like to take the time to discuss one of the best and most nuanced market opportunities that you will come across all year. It says, during Donald Trump's election to the presidency rocked the global markets, sending U.S. stocks in the United States and abroad plunging as investors fled to safe havens like gold. Now, of course, that was right before he was elected. Despite the initial pullback, there's always a play to the markets under President Trump. And then it goes on and on and on. It's talking about the new market opportunities that are coming out. We've been discussing each and every time that we hear anything, and I'm sure there's probably more that I haven't heard, right? But I'm only one person, and I can only, read so much in one day. But the reality of it is there's thousands of jobs that have come back. I'm so happy for the people in the areas that are going to get those jobs. I'm tickled pink about that. I'm happy for our union. It is definitely a step in the right direction. It is a breather for individuals who've been stuck in a rut, you know. And he also dedicated one of the songs to We the People. If you would, Mike, play LV5. This is for the ones who put together our resources, our cars. Thank you.
choir. She decorates on the 4th of July, singing every day is Independence Day. She's golden room, teaches school, and some folks think it isn't cool, but she says the pledge of allegiance anyway. Got the red, white, blue, fine, high, and far. Separate tattoo on the left arm. Spending more in the store for a tag. And the back says USA. He won't buy nothing and he can't fit. With WD-40 and a craftsman ranch, he ain't president. He's just made in America. Born in the Highlands. Raised up a family. King James and Uncle Sam. Got the red, white, blue flying high on the farm. A Semper Fi.
Thank you, everyone, for everything that you make with your hands, whether it is an individual business or you work in the factory, whether you're putting together hamburgers. Everything works together for good to them that love the Lord, and even if you don't love the Lord, everything works together. Even if you think it is a minute job, it is important. Even if it's just simply taking out the trash at McDonald's, that is important. Nobody wants a mass load of trash everywhere and contaminants. Every individual, how many times have I said this, Eric? Your life matters. And everything we do, we have many members but one body. And that makes it work like a well-oiled machine when we work together. And we realize that every single thing we do in the workforce, the workers, whether it be a hamburger flipper, is important. Can you imagine what hungry people who go to the restaurants for lunch, they only have 30 minutes or an hour for lunch and they rush in, those hamburger flippers become pretty important. The people who make the sandwiches, do it with the pureness of your heart and make it the best you can. When you can put a smile on somebody's face, do it. Smiles are contagious, everyone. And you just may never know whose life you change because of doing that. Would you agree with that, Eric?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I get tired of people thinking that, well, I just work at McDonald's. Or I just sweep the floors at Walmart. Or I just take out the trash.
I had a very high level manager tell me once, just casually, he said, you know, it's you're not about us managers. He said it's about the worker bees, and he meant, you know, and he didn't mean to say that in a derogatory fashion.
Right.
He wasn't demeaning them, but he meant it's about the working guy and the people mm-hmm. who actually. I mean, without the bricklayers, that building's not going to go up, and without the dock workers, you know. The mob could shut down all shipping if it wanted to. At least in the old days, it had an easier time doing that because all the guys were unionized and they were, you know, the labor force pretty much dictates in the bottom. And I've had people in the military and military contractors tell me, because I said, who do you think, you know, ultimately who wins, the haves or the have-nots? And he said, well, you know, the lower, the people always win, the have-nots, so to speak. And unfortunately, it's become, we won't go too far down this, but, you know, it's become a situation in this country with people, you know, 25% unemployment, and in some communities, 40 to 50% people on food stamps or social assistance. That's pretty much, you have over, you're getting to be half or more of the population. About half of the population are have-nots, and the rest of them work for the government or corporations that get government contracts.
Right.
So it's because, and I don't want to ever see a revolution. We had our revolution back in 1776, and that was it. And now
we had a revolutionary war then.
Yeah.
We have a revolution right now. Revolution doesn't have to be up in arms. There's a revolution.
Tom's got it right with this show. It's got to be a restoration, and he uses the word resurrect. I like to say we are restorationists. We are not revolutionaries. We're patriots, and we're restorationists. We want to resurrect the republic. The enemy, those are the revolutionaries. These global world orderists are the revolutionaries.
Well, that's not really a revolution.
Well, you know, it is in the sense that it's always trying to overthrow God's creation and God's children.
Well, yeah, but that's still not what I would even consider a revolution. You know, I mean, that's just my opinion, Eric, okay? You know, we go back and forth sometimes.
Yes, I could see where you're coming from. It's a revolutionary state of mind. It's trying to overthrow natural. And I'm coming from the angle. I know where you're coming from on that.
I'm coming from the communism part, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, the fact that, you know, ultimately God puts things in order, in his order, not in a new world order. Their ultimate revolutionary was Satan, and he was trying to overthrow God's realm. And he was cast down to the earth, and now people who worship it, the evil one, are trampling on our liberties and stealing our property and our freedoms. And then it's on the other side are the just and the righteous who just want freedom, private property, an inalienable right to defend themselves, independence from government coercion and force, honesty from our public servants, and not this deceitful scam that they run, and ultimately, and then of course a very large proportion, probably the majority, kind of in the middle, a little bit awake, but not. Maybe they feel something's wrong, but they're not sure what. They don't get involved politically. They don't want to know it. They want to live in a, you know, I've had people tell me, no, I'm not reality-based. Nope, I have nothing to do with anything that's real that's going on in the world. And these are people in their 40s, 50s, and 60s, business people, and it's amazing that to me that people can stay completely uninvolved and out of the loop and out of the picture and just, because we are, once again, who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? And that's always kind of the fallback position for me, is if we're delegated to bring on earth as it is in heaven. We're supposed to make this a more heavenly place, not a totalitarian nightmare with all these secret societies infiltrating government agencies at the local level, and then the vicar's running the show from behind the curtain. Of course, nobody's talking about it, but here on this show. So if people value this, don't forget to go to Resurrect the Republic, RTR Truth Media, and courtroomwatch.org.
Right. And now, I don't see Satan as the first revolutionary. I see him as the first rebellion. I don't see him as a revolutionary. He was completely rebellion. He wanted the power, and he got his butt stomped, just like he's going to these days, because the power of God is almighty, and just like when Christ cast legion out of that man and put him into the swine, we're going to speak to it.
You're right, Lori, because there can be good revolutions like we had in 1776 once again. There is a place for a legitimate revolution against tyranny. So you probably picked a better word, rebellion. Hey, people call in and contribute. Give us a better word to ascribe what happened in the very beginning where it all went wrong. But ultimately, we all know what we're getting at. The point, I think, is clear. You know, if you deviate and rebel and go against the natural, unalienable rights and structure that God gave us, you know, God didn't tell us, you know, this land is for somebody else to steal and then you have to pay them, even though you own the private property. He gave us, and there's plenty of land out there. Don't anybody tell me there's a population crisis. There's plenty of room. for everybody out there. Just drive across the country and look at all the open
Absolutely.
Land.
Absolutely. And on that note, Eric, hold on that thought. We'll be right back after a word from the network sponsors. Please hang with us tonight. We're trying to spread some joy along with a little bit of news about what's going on in Washington, D.C.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.